Stephen Miller, Biden's Migration Leads to Attacks on U.S. Jews. By Neil Munro on June 25, 2024. The street attacks on Jews in the United States are entwined with President Joe Biden's easy migration policies, says Stephen Miller, who served as a senior immigration deputy in President Donald Trump's administration. Biden's migration policy in action. He wrote above a video of anti-Israel supporters chasing and hitting Jews at a synagogue in Los Angeles. This is Biden's migration policy, he wrote above another video of anti-Israel supporters attacking and chasing Jews at the synagogue. You canceled the travel ban and opened the door to mass jihadist migration, he wrote in response to a tweet from President Joe Biden's office condemning the intimidation of Jews. The connection between Islamic and Arab migration and the anti-Semitic attacks has been widely recognized. Children of refugees from Muslim nations organized many of the demonstrations. Evidence of a political awakening among a new generation of young Americans who are helping to shape U.S. public opinion in support of a ceasefire in the Middle East, The Washington Post reported on Christmas Day, 2023. Supporters of migration have been prominent in the anti-Israel protests after the October 7 massacre of Jews by Islamic gunmen emerging from the Gaza Strip. The alliance is based on the intersectional or woke claim that minority groups share common interests because of their minority status. This logic helps to explain why some members of racial and sexual minority groups are aligning themselves with an Islamic force that would prefer to destroy them. In D.C., for example, Gustavo Torres, the leader of Law Case, led a November 6 protest against Israel and issued a statement that tied pro-migration advocacy to anti-Israel actions. We deeply acknowledge the interconnectedness of the struggle for the liberation of the Palestinian people and black and brown communities in the United States. Our shared and unwavering commitment is to foster humanity, safety, and lasting peace throughout the entire region while confronting the historical oppression that demands urgent redress. In May, another pro-migration group, United We Dream, posted anti-Israel tweets, saying, over the weekend, Israel launched an attack on Rafah, bombing refugee camps and killing several people in Palestine. We must unequivocally show our support for the people of Palestine, right now. Similarly, more than 130 progressive-funded pro-migration groups declared their determination to fight back against the cruelty of detention, deportation, criminalization. These are the same values that guide our continued calls for an end to the genocide being committed by Israel against Palestinians. The partial merger of the pro-migration and anti-Israel movements creates a deep problem for the Democrats, partly because it threatens their expected support from immigrant communities in the 2024 election. That population of migrant voters is significant in swing state Michigan, from where the New York Times reported in October. Sam Badoun, a Wayne County commissioner in Dearborn, Michigan, has been glued to Al Jazeera for weeks to absorb news from the war in Israel and Gaza. Mr. Badoun, a Democrat who is Lebanese-American, has watched with fury as Israeli airstrikes have caused the deaths of many civilians, including children, following the deadly attack by Hamas on Israel on October 7 that killed many. He saw President Biden visit Israel and pledge full-throated American support. And he is thinking ahead to the presidential election of 2024, a contest that could hinge on a handful of states including Michigan, whose Muslim and Arab American voters turned out decisively for Mr. Biden 3 years ago. How can I tell somebody who's watching these atrocities on live TV, today, to vote for President Biden? Badoun told the New York Times. The pulse of the community is overwhelmingly not supportive of Biden now. They feel betrayed.